Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's the Hoffman Show. Second and final hour today here on the Team 980. Coverage of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Championship coming up starting at 6 from our friends at Westwood One. 6 o'clock, again, the pregame. We'll talk more about the game and about the end of Cooper Flagg's college career and what it would mean if he wound up in D.C. coming up at 5:30. Back to the women's game and a look ahead to the WNBA draft, which is a week from tonight. We'll also tell you our plans for that coming up at 5:15. But right now, we're still talking about Ovi. It is time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story. From the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
And it's our pleasure to welcome to the show now Steve Levy, who hosts ESPN's hockey coverage. Watching him on ESPN, talking about all kinds of things for years, but always been right there alongside John Buccigross and their team for the hockey coverage. And Leaves, what a day for Alex Ovechkin this weekend, man. And like, to me, there's kind of two athletes that have always sat in a different tier in sports. And as a guy who also calls football games on the weekends in the fall, I feel like you'll either sign off on this or tell me I'm missing someone. But Jerry Rice and his records, the receiving records, anytime you get close to one of those, like, you've done something pretty spectacular. And same thing with any record of Wayne Gretzky's. So how do you try to put into context what Alex Ovechkin has done here, breaking one of the all-time records that Gretzky had?
Yeah, I'm not sure there is context. I mean, it's phenomenal what he did. Listen, I'm a tinge saddened, quite frankly, that it's over. I imagine there'll be, you know, even some letdown in the Capitals room. And that's something for Coach Carberry to try to figure out, make sure they're still ready to go in these final few regular season games. Look, we knew it was going to come at, you know, once Ovi started ripping off goals at this clip, you knew it was going to come. And but now that it's over, tinge of sadness. There was so much excitement. It was so good for hockey overall, and especially for the Capitals and Ovechkin. When, you know, Gretzky retired with 61 different NHL records, and I think he's down to 59. So he's still going to be okay. But Crosby's out on the 20 seasons of at least a point per game, which is also remarkable in its own right. And now Ovi with the goals. It's great for the game. I'm so happy for Ovechkin. And it looks like Alex is having such a good time with it, as are his teammates. And man, if they could ever finish off this season with a Stanley Cup too, well, then it's an all-time season probably that no one's ever had.
For sure. And I want to talk about basically all of that with you here over the next few minutes. Yep. But the idea that he did this so quickly is something that is not lost on me. You know, I was kind of revving up for this record watch here, and then all of a sudden it's over. The tear he's been on, like, is this, I mean, it sounds crazy for a guy that's now scored literally more goals than anyone else and the prolific nature that he has had in his career. But like, I don't know, the last week and a half, 2 weeks here, Steve, is this as good as he's ever been?
I mean, I'm with you. The guy's on fire. He's on a hot streak. And again, when you score this many goals, you think your entire career you're on a hot streak. And that's simply not the case. I think Wayne Gretzky did not score a goal in his final eight games. So it's interesting down the stretch. And then they wound up playing the same amount of games, the same record, to set the goal record. So it's phenomenal what he has done. And I'll be honest with you, as I always am, I didn't think he was going to get it this season. PK all along said he would. I think Mess was in my camp, and Messier's point was, and I thought it was a fair one, is that he was trying to get this record in critical, hard games against good teams while fighting for, you know, first place in the division, fighting for first place overall in the conference, fighting really for first place overall in the league, so you can get home ice in the, you know, the Stanley Cup final potentially even. So in these critical games where these games are important in the standings, usually those are, you know, 2-1, 3-2 games. You're not playing many, you know, 5-2, 5-3 games where goals are, you know, being scored left and right. So the fact that Ovi does it, what do they have, 6 games left still or something like that?
Yeah.
5 games, whatever it is?
Yeah, 5.
I mean, that's remarkable, the tear that he was on. And, you know, part of me, the league was looking forward, I think, to carrying it, the momentum through the offseason. I'm sure it was already opening night scheduled next season in Pittsburgh or something like that, or against the Penguins in D.C., but it's a beautiful thing. It's been, I mean, just think of the run that hockey, the sport is on from the four nations and everything that, all the momentum there, the exciting trade deadline, now the Ovechkin chase. It's just been great. It's going to set up for an awesome postseason, too.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
ESPN, Steve Levy with us here on The Hoffman Show, talking about Ovechkin's record that he set this weekend, breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal record, now 895 for Ovechkin, and every single one of them, Steve, in a Capital sweater. This is a sport where, you know, we've had a couple of stars that certainly do this, of the you know, Mount Rushmore types, but you also have a guy like Gretzky who wore a bunch of different shirts in his career. In some ways, I feel weird sitting here in D.C. asking you this, but as a historian of the sport, as someone who loves it, and someone who loves sports in general and knows what they mean to fans, like, how do you try to contextualize or say what it means to, you know, have this all happen on one team?
Even more rare, right? In an era where, well, in a lifetime where athletes almost never get to call their shot, in terms of, you almost never get to go out on your own terms. And I think part of a lot of athletes' own terms would be staying with one team. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, Gretzky, you know, certainly the Oilers, obviously, And he might have saved the National Hockey League with the move to Los Angeles and all the attention that brought to traditional warm weather places in the U.S. and, all these other new markets popping up. So that was critical. But then he did bounce around. People forget he was a St. Louis Blue in one of those terrible blue sweaters, for a year and a half or whatever. And obviously finishing up with the Rangers in New York next to Messier. So to do it in one sweater is awesome. I'm reminded of, like Steve Yzerman, obviously Sidney Crosby. And I'm not sure Crosby finishes in the Penguins sweater. I'm really not sure of that. There's a lot of talk. He could go, maybe he goes to, winds up in Colorado with his buddy McKinnon, and they try to win a cup together one more time. Raymond Bourque all those years in Boston finishes up in Colorado. Like these guys look weird in other teams' sweaters. And fortunately for, the district and Alex and the Capitals, and he's only been in that one sweater. It'd be really great for him, obviously, to finish out only wearing one uniform. But that's a real rarity in sports. Regardless of how great a player you are, you almost never get to call your shot that way. And it seems like everything aligns for Ovi to be one of the exceptions there, too.
Steve Levy with us here for another few minutes on the Hoffman Show. You mentioned earlier, Steve, this is happening amidst a playoff race. This is the best team or one of the best teams in the league, certainly right there atop the Eastern Conference. And there is the, of course, what does it mean for that part of it? But we've talked about that a little bit already. So I'll just ask you about the team. How surprised are you that Spencer Carberry has this team at this spot? And why do you think they've been so successful against expectations this year?
Listen, I am shocked. I am beyond surprised, and anybody who tells you they saw this coming is absolutely lying to you, okay? In fact, I think a lot of people have the Capitals not even making the playoffs. That's where I'm at. And, remember, they snuck in last year, got the last spot, swept away by the Rangers. But you get guys who have career years. Carberry's doing a great job. We have a big love affair in the studio with Spencer Carberry and everything he's done. What they've been able to get out of Pierre-Luc Dubois is really commendable. The acquisition of some players, Chychrun the year he's having, having two quality goaltenders, signing them up. And by the way, I think Ryan Leonard's going to be a stud in the league. So, I think the good times are ahead. The Caps are now the envy of really – all the other teams that were in a down period and a rebuild for a few seasons, right? Buffalo and Detroit. Now, Ottawa a little less this year and Montreal a little less because it looks like they're going to make the playoffs. And obviously, Washington could wind up against Montreal in the first round. But, you don't want to do a total rebuild, total breakdown. But the Capitals have done it the right way. And kudos to their management as well. Washington is the feel-good story of the NHL, and that was before Ovi got the record, and now they're on top. But again, if they could, cap this with a run to the Stanley Cup, man, are you kidding me? This would be all time. I don't care what sport you want to talk about. It would be, a Disney movie.
Yeah, company man right there, Steve Levy. Getting make sure it's a Disney movie, everybody. Yeah. I'll make sure that the bosses see that one, Steve. Let's wrap up with that thought. Can they complete the Disney movie? Essentially, is the question. What kind of chance do you give this team in the playoffs? And how much does we've seen these teams that feel blessed, preordained, whatever version of that you want to say. We've seen these teams before that feel like it's their destiny to win. And with what Ovechkin just did, it feels like this team certainly could qualify for that. But they're also, as we said, they're one of the best teams in the league just period and have been all year. So what kind of chance do you give them to finish off the script here?
So I think they're going to be close. I think the East is wide open, and I see Washington absolutely being the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. Washington, to me, they're thick, they're heavy, they're physical, they're hard. They've got the goaltending. They've got the lead defenseman, offensive players. They've got some shutdown guys. They're getting career years out of players. Tom Wilson can play on any team that I'm ever a part of, for sure. What they're getting out of Protas now, Strome reaching his potential. I know Protas is hurt, but hopefully he's get back to the playoffs. Alex has turned into an unbelievable captain now, too. I think it's the leadership. And probably we don't see a lot of that because it's away from the rink. But I get the sense of the job he's doing. I mean, the East, to me, though, is much weaker. I would be shocked if a Western Conference team doesn't win the Stanley Cup. But you know what? The Western Conference playoffs are going to be such a battle. Whoever comes out of the West will be so beaten up and abused, I think. Maybe that makes the gives the Eastern Conference team an advantage. But in a wide-open East, you have to give the Capitals the edge. I mean, Jack Hughes going down in New Jersey, I would have really liked the Devils. I can't sign off on the Maple Leafs. Anthony Stolarz looks like he's going to be their goalie. Totally unproven in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So I think the Caps are the team to beat in the East. And then it's a question of can they knock off the Goliath of the Western Conference, whoever that might be of the six teams or so that could come out of the West. But what it does, it sets up a great two more months of hockey in D.C., and that's good for everybody.
No doubt about it. Here's to hoping that we see you and the crew here for a Stanley Cup final, and then we'll let the Caps take care of the rest. Steve, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this, and thanks for sharing your perspective on what Ovechkin's done over here. Not only the last, the last 2 weeks, the last 20 years in D.C. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, looking forward to another celebration of the fountain. Nobody celebrates like Alex the Cat. So thanks for having me on.
I was on the air that day and was monitoring the internet, and I go, I don't know how to do this on the radio, but Ovi's in the fountains in Georgetown if anyone wants to go. So I'm all for that. Thanks, Steve.
Bye.
All right, thanks, man. That's Steve Levy with us here on the Hoffman Show. When we get back, the NCAA Women's Tournament has wrapped. Paige Beckers closes as a champion. A week from now, she'll be the number one pick in the WNBA draft. But who's going to make that pick? Intrigue. And we'll tell you our draft plans next.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.